morning, everybody, and welcome to the second edition of Homer Potts Happy Hour. After last week's magnificent opening programme, we're back for part two. So how are we all today, Stuart? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Absolutely roaring away.
Good. And well, roaring away.
Because it's
very cold.
That's not
really the right phrase,
oh,
is it?
Start again.
Andrew, how are you doing over there, mate?
I've never been better. Wonderful week on top form.
Good. And Ilona, how are you?
Yeah, feeling very good, thank you. Yeah, a bit good. Cold, but yes.
Fantastic. So Stuart, what are we going to be talking about this week?
Plenty to discuss. The first thing we probably need to discuss is we need to say several thank yous to all our MASH listeners who have kindly tuned in for the first episode and sent us some lovely replies.
Did we get more than 17?
I think we've smashed 17 already.
Excellent.
So a big round of applause to us already. But yeah, no, some people have sent, to all four of us, some fantastic, very nice messages and some questions, lots of questions, more questions than answers.
Yeah, because of course we're hoping at some point that we might get emails, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Emails and, you know, maybe questions on Twitter, or formerly known as X, or whatever it's called.
Right.
You know, we haven't actually got that bit up and running yet. So we're getting people giving us live questions.
We have, yes.
I think my favourite feedback from the week was from my friend Ian Legg, the living legend, who asked for more pauses because he sat through 58 minutes without going to the toilet.
How old is Ian Legg?
I think he's about 58.
Yeah. Okay, he really ought to know better. At that age, doesn't it? Yeah.
And he didn't realise that you could actually pause the podcast.
Oh, dear.
Which you are definitely able to do. And quite a few people asked about the ad breaks, when basically we have no adverts. But basically, that's what we're going to be doing when we hope that in a few weeks or months, we will actually get some sponsorship.
A few weeks, yes.
Or maybe
a few weeks,
6 months or a year.
17,000 listeners.
So basically, where the first ad break is where some are like, you know, McDonald's or Experian or someone generally huge gives their little jingle.
So.
Yes, for an enormous sum of money that they're going to pay us. So at the moment, we're just putting it in there just to get ready.
Okay, bro.
So, what have we been doing this week, Adrian?
What have I been doing? I'm glad you threw that at me, because when you said that question, I was thinking to myself, oh, Christ, what have I been doing this week outside of painting the kitchen? Ooh. And really, what I've been doing this week is trying to get the last podcast sorted out, because, of course, we're doing these in advance all the time. So we're recording this just 2 days after the first podcast was put out on air. So I spent a lot of last week doing the last few minutes of trying to get the podcast sorted out.
And you are a proper little soldier.
Yeah, I wasn't at all stressed, was
I? You weren't at all stressed in the slightest.
No.
I had to phone up to calm him down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That bad.
Yeah.
It was a bit stressy.
Technicalities, anything more than... If I still have trouble using the television remote control, so when I get questions being thrown at me by a computer saying, have you done this? I just think, oh, no. Didn't help
clue.
With Jane. Well, I'm married to somebody who's an IT professional and said, do you want help? No.
That's such a man thing to do.
No, I don't need any help at all.
Because I'm annoyed now.
I'm annoyed.
I'm angry. I'm not going to take any help.
I should try and sort this out some other way. Thank you very much.
I was very pleased that when I did try to phone you to offer some advice and a bit of a, you know, shoulder to cry on, I did think, I'm glad he's doing this, not me.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been even more useless.
I turned my phone off.
Yeah, we noticed that. Yeah. That's why you disappeared for a month when we were doing rehearsals. Ilona, what have you been doing?
Well, I had my eldest son home from university. So basically feeding, doing a lot of cooking.
What
and
was
feeding.
He doing home in the
January? I
don't
know, because he went back for a week after Christmas and now he's come back again for another 2 weeks. I don't know if it's exam week or something. I don't know.
Reading
but,
week.
A mother should know, really.
I should. Yeah. I should listen a little bit more. But instead I'm just feeding and washing and what have you. And I dropped a very heavy knife on my toe, so I have a black toe, which is very painful. When I was chopping vegetables, I dropped that, so that was quite painful. And my other thing that
suffice
I've been doing
to say,
is
it's
finding
unlikely it'll be half term in mid-January.
No, it's not half term. I don't know, they do
reading
all these
week.
Reading weeks
reading
exam
week.
Weeks
reading
but
week.
And I was also doing quite a lot of online returns, so I was driving around Hayward Heath with all my returns that were going back to certain places. And when I was doing one of these, I know I might be setting myself up for
ridicule
here, which...
No.
Yeah. I found... And before I start this story, can I just say I've never stolen a dog in my life. I have not stolen a dog in my life.
That's definitely up for debate.
But I found a dog.
Ah, another one.
Another one.
I found a dog when I was doing my returns, and he was a gorgeous little thing. Spent a long time trying to find his owner in the area where we were, asked at the shop, put a message on Facebook, and had all the people on there telling me what I should be doing, all the obvious things. Took it to the vets. They said it's got a chip, we'll contact the owner. And I waited around and I called and everything, and I left my details to say I'm happy to be contacted, and if it needed anything, let me know. I would have had the dog. We even named him Doug. He was gorgeous.
God.
He was absolutely lovely.
What type of dog?
Well, I don't know, because I called back the vets to say, have the owners been in touch, and what sort of dog was it? So in future, because I'd quite like one. And I heard nothing from the owners. And apparently he was a long way from home. And I found him, did all of that. And I really thought, right, I'll sit back and wait. They'll drive past my house to say thank you.
Yeah, you're waiting
and
for the heroic thanks. Yeah,
I thought a text even, or a card or something to say thank you. And they said, oh, the owners were so grateful. Nothing.
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 No money.
Nothing.
So do you still have
the dog? Like a bit of cash or something like that.
So he went back to its owners, but I thought that was a bit rude that no one said thank you.
Do you think you might have possible previous form in this?
Well, do you think
they know about your previous dog
theft? I rescued a couple of other dogs. I tried to find their owners, and I did.
Oh, yeah.
Really try. But yeah, so that was my disappointment of the week. People not saying thank you for something I did.
Nice, I get really angry when I'm driving the car and I let somebody through and they don't thank me.
It
drives
just
me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never get angry when I'm online, Stuart.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
It
no.
drives me absolutely
nuts. Yeah, it's
just
a simple thing.
So rude.
Because if it was me and my dogs, I would have been so thankful.
Yeah.
But so
what
that makes
the,
me
what
think
if the
I
real
should
owner actually
him.
Stole them back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So much bad manners. Anyway, shut up now. We're fed up with that.
Oh, yeah, that was quite long.
Andrew,
sorry about
come
that.
Come on, mate.
Fantastic
what
week.
What have you been doing?
Fantastic week in a very ebullient form. The prostate is good. Which is all you can ask for a man of my age. It's been up and down, especially in the count department. But I'm back to full.
This is something we were not expecting.
Are we going? But
no, I have actually got for future weeks a men's health section here, but we seem to have gone into it
I'm
rather
busy
early.
That week.
Yeah. The happiness is I'm back to full form and now back to my usual self of producing enough to shampoo a donkey. So,
oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So we don't need any details there, do we?
I'm happy with that. But most of all, I've been doing a lot of work on a project which includes a 6-metre path. And my beautiful Leslie helped out.
Is Leslie
my
your partner? Right.
Yes, female Leslie. and she was on all fours laying the first 4 metres of the path. And then the path was finished by a bricklayer who works for me, who's gone to college, studied bricklaying.
Right.
And I went out of an evening and put the laser on it to get a perfect line. And Leslie's 4 metres were absolutely cock on perfect. And the bricklayer went about 4 mil out.
Did he?
So I'm very proud. I love her to bits anyway, but I'm extremely proud of her. I'm proud of her hard work. And in a male-dominated building world, it just goes to show that women can outperform men, not just
never in doubt.
Be an equal, never in doubt.
In the building trade,
possibly some doubt, isn't there?
This is opening up a whole can of worms.
you sexist beast.
Oh
so
no!
That project's coming to an end. It looks absolutely perfect. So I'm in absolutely marvellous form.
Excellent. The things that keep people happy, eh? Mm. A straight path.
Straight path.
A dog returned. A straight path. Right, Stuart. What's next, mate?
I went skiing.
Oh, well,
oh,
no,
of course
a surprise.
He did.
Yeah, here we go.
Did you manage to stay on two feet? I did stay on 2 feet the whole week. I didn't stack it once. I had a lot of goes the last day. I nearly lost it the last day.
Where did you go?
I went to Méribel in France.
Right.
So very nice. Skido up to Courchevel.
And how did the fragrant Mrs. Simmons get on 2 feet?
She came on the Wednesday. She doesn't ski.
Oh, does she not?
That's not her best trait. So, no, it was very nice. So lovely, Shelley. We're lovely friends. And
lovely.
It was very, very enjoyable. Thank you very much.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
Yeah, I haven't obviously, you know, laid bricks or you
found
know,
dogs.
Stolen, found, stroke, found dogs. or anything like that. But basically, yes, I went skiing.
Good.
So, this week's episode, we are going to delve into the arc of who's had a good week and who's had a very bad week. So that will be coming up.
Is this us or
no, that's general celebrities. People you
general
will have heard of
okay, yeah.
more than us. And then we're going for a round for our favourite stories of the week and things we've been doing. But before that, it's quiz time.
Oh, lovely. Here Great. We go. Okay.
Quiz hugely popular.
Early quiz. Early quiz.
Well, we're going to do early quiz because we've been gibbering quite a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
So we've been doing that. So basically, today's quiz is entitled Blimey, How Old Are They?
Oh, excellent. Oh, okay.
Great. So basically, I have 20 well-known people, and you are going to get 3 points for a correct answer.
Okay.
If you somehow stumble on the correct answer, and I'm going to give you a point for every year either side of their actual age.
Okay.
So if I say Andrew Stokes is 53, then if you get 53, it's 3 points, and then a year either side of 53, point each.
Okay.
Are you ready? Excited?
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay, right. You will be. There's some good names on this. Right. Okay, number one. Early shout. Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie Edwards.
Oh.
Now.
Okay.
I reckon he is.
Okay, Eddie the Eagle. Number two.
Can we have thinking time?
No, because no, that's boring for the listener.
This is boring for the listener.
Right. Oh, God. Eddie the Eagle.
Number two, Joanna Lumley.
Oh, I love her.
There's a shot.
Splendid teeth, doesn't she? Splendid showbiz teeth. That's something. I was going to say that's something we should do, but I think Danny Baker's already done that.
Oh, okay. Well, no one listens to him, so that's fine.
Her and Abfab was...
Dawn French.
Oh, did you see her on her Christmas
stage? I did see
thing?
A bit of it,
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Number four, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke?
The Dyke Master.
Absolutely. And is he the oldest person on this list? Possibly. Number five, the great man himself, Sylvester Stallone. How old do you think Sly is?
Okay.
Equally as cool as Sylvester Stallone, how old do you think Jean-Claude Van Damme is? The muscles from Brussels. Do you think he's still got muscles?
Probably.
He's probably. Or do you think they're a bit, at his age, they're sort of waning a bit?
I think so yeah.
I think they probably are. Next one. Simon Cowell. Followed very quickly.
Oh, gosh, hang on.
Well, you either know or you don't.
Well,
it's sort of like a general gist of a question.
Simon Cowell's difficult, isn't he? Because he's
had
lots of work.
Because he's had a ton of work. He's had his eyes reinserted. Someone who won't have had their eyes reinserted is Julie Andrews. How old is she?
Julie Andrews.
She's great. Her of the most favourite things.
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. Have you been watching this?
No, obviously it was just Googling. I was obviously just Googling and obviously the names came up. I thought I'd put them in. It was not really much more scientific than that, really.
Okay.
Very similar genre to Julie Andrews. Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Charles Cuthbert Norris, as I live and breathe.
Who, I'm going to give you a quick hint, he's way older than you think he possibly is. So he's had more lit filler than Loney.
Oi!
Oh, sorry, than returned.
Then Ilona.
Ilona. Sorry, Stop Ilona it. Loney. So it says, Simon Le Bon.
Simon Le Bon.
Lead singer of Duran Duran.
Oh, wow.
Looking very good for his age, I have to say.
Yeah.
Saw a programme on him the other day. He's looking very good for his age. Married to the adorably lovely Yasmin Le Bon.
Mm-hmm.
Who still looks annoyingly good for her age.
Yes.
Right.
Very
okay.
Daniel Radcliffe. Old Harry Potter himself.
Harry Potter. Young man.
Well, he's obviously not as young as he was when he did Harry Potter, but obviously he's a bit older.
Okay.
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 Lona's favourite, Mr. Beckham. How old is Dave?
Lovely. Just love him.
And then someone you also love.
Yeah.
I believe I only saw on the list, Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, I love him. Just legend.
I'd be getting in there quickly because
he must be older than the one you mentioned earlier.
He's actually
no clues. No
he's
clues.
Actually, no, I'm going to just tell you, he's not. He isn't, but he's bloody old.
I'll have to revise.
So enjoy him whilst you can, I fancy.
I'll have to revise my answer.
Someone who's also a national treasure, David Jason.
David Jason?
Yes. Del Boy. How old's Del Boy?
Oh, he's getting on.
Yeah, no, he's on.
Yeah, he's definitely getting on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moira Stewart.
Ooh.
The newsreader. She probably doesn't like to be classed as a news. She probably likes to be classed as a broadcaster.
Yes. I don't think she needs filler, does she? She's got very good skin, I think.
Lovely.
Moira Stewart.
Yeah, very attractive lady.
And then also a very attractive lady, Sue Barker.
Sue Barker.
Oh, she's great.
Tennis player and then tennis presenter.
Such a shame she retired.
She's a bit wrinkly now, hasn't she? Been out in the sun a lot.
Well, playing tennis early in the day, she probably would have done, but still looks nice for the age. And then on the similar vein, Steffi Graf. How old is Steffi Graf?
Oh, well, I should be able to work this out.
You haven't got time to work it out.
Unless, of course, you're like Lonnie and you've got your phone out and
I
cheating
have not.
Like you did last week.
I don't even know where my
like
phone
you,
is.
Like you did last week, where
no,
suddenly.
I didn't.
And still only got three.
Did you
four,
get three?
Actually.
Oh, you did get four, didn't you?
Four. My lawyer says I got four. And now a bit of a national celebrity, Tony Bellew. Tony Bellew, the boxer. I'm
he
a celebrity.
Came across, really?
He
I've never
comes
heard of
across
him.
As such a good
I like
bloke.
Him.
Never heard of him.
Well, you need to watch either A, boxing, or B, I'm a celebrity. Although that would be no good because, of course, he's not on it.
I'm
anymore.
Not watching I'm a Celebrity.
You could watch reruns. Go on ITV okay. X or whatever it is.
Not of I'm a Celebrity.
Two okay. left.
Okay.
Two left.
Cher.
Cher. She's in the
90s. As in Cher the Love, but Cher. Mm-hmm. And the second, and the last one, but there is a bonus one.
Yeah.
How old is U2 lead singer Bono?
Have you seen that meme that's been going on about U2 at the moment?
No.
I can't even remember the bloody edit. Well, I will come back on this one because it is quite funny.
That's an absolute winner there for the viewers, isn't it? telling them what there is and that will actually be done out of it. And I don't remember what it was in the first place.
I can't remember
place, but it was great.
Unless you say it word for word, it's going
to
come across.
But it was
a
great.
Shit.
Was it something to do with was it something to do with avoiding paying tax?
No. It's to do with
how
the
are we meant to know the answers of this quiz?
Well, it's very simple.
Bono, stop dropping your pen.
This is not general knowledge.
Just because you're a quiz savvy. And you might not win. You know this. Anyway, there's a big bonus that you should all know the answer to.
Okay.
Oh, bonus.
Bonus one. Luke the Nuke. Littler.
Littler.
Oh, right.
Luke the Nuke.
Oh, dark.
This might be a trick
player.
Question.
Yes. In the news.
Get that one. So there you go. There's
okay.
20 plus a bonus. We'll go storming into the first break, Alex. And when we come back, I'll give you the answers. Welcome back to the second part of Homer Potts Happy Hour, and we're on to the very exciting answers to our very exciting quiz. So, starting, get your pens ready. No cheating.
Okay.
Especially you over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Eddie the Eagle.
62.
Very close, 60.
60?
60, is he?
60.
I thought he was younger than me.
No oh points gosh. For 62.
No.
I mean, I thought he was older than me.
Only a moral about. Only a moral 67. Victory, Andy.
Moral victory,
moral
I'll take
victory.
That.
Moral victory.
Okay.
Nothing for me.
The lovely Joanna Lumley.
68.
77. Oh, I got 78.
81 I've got. Oh, bugger. Mm-hmm.
Dawn French.
64.
62.
60.
She is 66.
Oh.
Is she?
No
See,
points.
See, if we'd have gone within three, I'd have got a point there.
Yeah.
Well, you cheated last week, so you can't this week. The very, very old Dick Van Dyke.
101.
92.
97.
Correct. Lona?
Is he?
98. Point for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting fed up with this quiz.
Yeah. Well, I like this
Sylvester
one.
Stallone is 77.
Oh! Hey!
77.
78.
Oh, yeah. Point for you. Yeah.
1 point, is it?
3 points for me there.
3 point
Lovely.
For you, one for you. Simon Cowell.
Is it
Probably
1 point
it.
For 78?
Simon Cowell.
Either side.
I put 68, but I think I might be...
I've got 68. I think he's younger
He's 64.
Than that.
Is
wasn't
he?
Bad.
He's what did 64. You
I thought he was older than that.
I'm nowhere near. I'm embarrassed to put really out my answer.
Julie Andrews is Julie 88 Andrews. Years old.
Oh, I got 86.
88.
She's 88.
Do I get 3 points?
You get 3 points.
What a guess.
Was that question eight?
Oh, probably. Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, I've got 92.
Yes, I was going to say, if you get them in the wrong order, you really are not going to do very well on this quiz.
3 points.
Yeah, you've done well.
But I had Sean...
Can you just go back to six
one.
And seven? Because I think
somebody.
You missed one.
That's why I got confused.
Answer Jean-Claude. Six and answer seven.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's 63.
Ah, 62. I got a point.
I had 74.
74?
And so how old Simon Cowell then?
Simon Cowell is 64.
Right, okay. So bugger that.
So now we're on question nine.
Julie Andrews, Julie number Andrews. 8 is 88.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of bingo.
For me.
Julie Andrews, 8, 88.
88.
Chuck Norris.
85.
Ooh. 87. 86.
He's 83.
Oh, moral victory, moral victory.
The very handsome Simon Le Bon.
65.
3 points for you.
Oh, no.
I got 66.
I had 59.
He came to university, so I sort of calculated.
That's good.
Did you go to university?
I did go to university, Adrian. Don't sound shocked.
What did he go to university for? Give some prizes?
Yes. Did Oxford, he? Don't you know?
Oxford Brookes?
Yes.
Oh, that Oxford. Right. Daniel Radcliffe.
32.
34.
34 is correct.
Oh, get in.
Handsome Bex?
44.
47.
I got 44.
You are the closest. He's 48.
Ooh. Is he? Yes.
Another point there. Lovely. He doesn't look it, does he?
No, but he might need to lay off the old...
Yeah.
I won't say anything bad about him, so...
So about the what?
David, I think he might be doing a bit of...
Oh, do you think
Botox
he's? Do think there's a few
you?
Injections so, going in there?
I mean, I still
love
him.
I'm convinced he is because he looks so different.
But his hair's so... He's one minute he looks
yes.
like his hair's receding, and then
yes.
he's swabbing and sprays it on.
Is interested.
It doesn't matter because
he thinks he sprays it on. The whole country's interested in David.
No, then
just
not.
Get with it.
They are.
Get with it.
Come on, then. Who's
Sir
next?
David Attenborough.
Sir David Attenborough.
91.
98.
93.
Oh, close to you. 97.
Lovely. Another point there. I knew he was about the same age as the Queen, you see.
Yes.
David Jason is 83.
Oh, I got 87.
79, I put.
Moira Stewart.
74.
Correct. 3 points.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
74.
A few bullseyes.
Sue Barker.
74.
69.
68.
Point for you, 67. Ooh. The very lovely Steffi Graf.
Knock on the door, 54.
45.
56.
I remember watching her at Wimbledon.
3 points for you, 54.
Blimey. Is she as old as that? I can't believe that.
Well, she's... it's a long time ago she was.
That.
Oh, shoot. Oh. Tony Bellew is 41 years old.
I got 41.
Oh, 3 points for you.
I didn't know who he was.
Well, then you're stuffed.
I left that blank.
Then you're absolutely stuffed with
have
that.
Have 3 points,
then.
I've never heard of it.
Just give yourself... Write down 41, shout, yes, I got 3 points. And who really care?
Well, I've never heard of Tony Bellew.
Well, you're struggling, aren't you? Cher, who you probably have heard of.
76.
76?
76.
77.
Oh.
Point each, very good. Yeah. And the tax-evading Irish frontman is 63 years old.
Oh, no.
I put 64. Older than that.
I've got 71.
And you like him. And you're
and
big
I love
fans.
Him.
And you've seen him loads of times.
I know.
And your bonus, which you all should get if you've read the news, Luke the Nuke Littler.
17.
16.
Have I got it wrong?
16. 16. I got it wrong.
You got a point.
I got a point.
You should have got three, but you got a point.
Three for that.
Oh, I should have.
Three, add them up.
So very quickly, add them up, not taking too long so the readers and the listeners don't get bored shitless whilst you do this.
Well, that's not very good, is it then? 13 out of a possible 63.
That sounds like one of my maths tests. How'd you go, Loney? Can you add that
13.
High?
13.
That's an awful lot more than you got last week.
Yes. Thanks.
But it's still poor.
Last week was
drum roll,
out
please.
Of 12 as well.
Oh, here we go. 63. And I think you'll find our winner is, quick drum roll.
17.
Oh, boom. Andrew 17. Stokes. Andrew Stokes, winner
you
again.
You did well last week too.
Well, a few lucky bullseyes there.
A few lucky bullseyes there.
What did you get, Spag?
I got 13.
We were the same.
Yeah, we are the same.
So you're equally as useless as each other. Yes. Congratulations. But obviously, I hope you got on well at home. Hope you beat these two hopeless cases. And
the thing is, still think it should have been a point to within 3 years. And then I might have done it.
Yeah. Sometimes you really do need to get over yourself and just get on with it. Right, so that's the end of the quiz for this week. We'll come up with a different one for the next episode. And we're moving on to our very important section, Good Week, Bad Week. So
okay.
we're going down in order of we think it's been a pretty good or bad week, moving down from 3-1 to when you've had a really excellent week or a pretty, pretty bad one.
Okay. So we're entirely sure the explanation was very good there. I can't work out whether we're starting bad and then getting good.
Well, do you want to do good or bad first?
Let's get the rubbish out of the way.
What's that? Good makes or bad?
I think both of them.
Right. Okay, that made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Do the bad week.
We do the bad week. The bad week, number three, is Kyle Walker, the Manchester City right back.
He's been very busy.
Has this got anything to do with his performance on the pitch?
None. No. Absolutely none whatsoever. He has had a pretty bad week.
Come on, tell me more.
What's he been doing?
Have you been keeping up with the Kyle Walker story on your forums?
Why do you know Kyle Walker?
Because he plays for Manchester City. My whole house is Manchester City.
They are. Yeah. I just want to point out for our listeners at this moment that Ilona's husband has always been a Manchester City supporter.
Huge.
I mean, I've known him 30-odd years.
Yes.
And he was a Manchester City
supporter when they were useless.
So before we get lots of letters from people saying he's a plastic, et cetera,
He's generally plastic anyway, but he's generally plastic.
Yes, but my two boys are very into them as well. So
they are plastic though because they're only young, so they've only known Manchester.
Only known glory.
That is true.
Only known glory. Anyway, Kyle Walker, the Manchester City and England right back, has basically been throwing it around other than on the football pitch. Yeah.
Been his garden path as well, has he?
No, I don't think. Maybe that's who Leslie did. Anyway, the £175,000 basic a week, Kyle Walker, has managed to get his lover pregnant not once, but twice. He's managed to father two children with the same woman whilst managing to stay, well, theoretically married for a bit.
Oh.
So he's...
Isn't his wife currently pregnant?
Now pregnant with child number four.
Yeah.
So he's going to need his 175 grand
quite
a week.
Exciting, yeah. Isn't it?
So because he's going to have an awful lot of child maintenance.
So he's got three children with his wife.
Plus a number four coming up.
Plus another four coming up?
No. Number four.
And his bit on the side has got a child of his anyway. And his wife has said, I forgive you?
No.
Come on, there is
bit on the side who is an influencer.
Oh, is she?
Do you know her?
No, I didn't know her.
I think Lauren Goodman, Goodyear, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's got this woman pregnant not once, but twice. So he's now got two love children with the same woman.
And how far apart are these?
Oh, well, enough. They're not twins. So obviously, he's gone back for a second girl.
Right. Okay, so his wife has forgiven him for the first time and he's gone and done it again?
Yes, I'm not sure she's forgiven him for this one. So he's got a whole litany, so he's going to need his 175 grand a week basic, but apparently he's trying to reconcile his marriage.
Oh, is he?
And
good luck.
So good luck.
How's he going to turn that one around?
Well, 175 grand
a week. 175 grand a week basic may cure some of the ills. Anyway, so that's our number. That's our number three. Very bad week. Good week.
Yeah.
The cast of Succession.
Oh, yeah, they won loads.
They won loads of stuff.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that.
They swept the Emmys.
I didn't really. I've never watched Succession. It is something that I must watch.
Really
and they've
good.
They've got some... It's Kieran Culkin's in it, isn't it?
Macaulay's younger
brother. He was the little boy with the big glasses in Home Alone, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He wet the bed.
Who are Succession? Who are they?
It's a television
TV show.
A terribly popular TV show.
Didn't you think it was some sort of a boy band, The Succession?
I thought it was some royal thing.
No, you've missed out badly there.
They've
had a great week.
He was
also the child. Mm-hmm. In Thunderbird, the awful Thunderbirds movie.
He was, wasn't he?
The dreadful Furman's son. I mean, how the hell does brain to have a kid? I mean,
it's ridiculous.
What the fuck's going on there?
If you'd be interested in any of that, it might have been an experiment involving a test tube or something.
Yes, possibly. But he was that was him. So yeah, but they've had a fantastic week.
What was the best thing about that Thunderbirds film?
Nothing. The end of it.
There was one good thing about it.
The song,
the theme tune by
the theme
Busted,
tune by Busted.
Was
Busted.
Really good. Yeah,
I watched it. By the way, I was just appalled.
Yeah. Not that I'm a huge Busted fan, you understand, but that was a really good theme.
It was just dreadful. So second very bad week is, I imagine, it's a pretty bad week most of the time. Mm. Oh, Prince Andrew.
I've heard of him.
Poor Andy.
He's just the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
What's he done now?
Well, with all the leaks of all the stuff that's come out from the papers from Jeffrey Epstein, I think he's been basically fibbing a little bit about his involvement. He might have been slightly more involved.
I think the very fact that he handed over 12 million quid of his mum's money whilst at the same time saying, I didn't do anything.
He has apparently come out and said he's very much regretting not debating and challenging the legitimacy of that photo.
Yeah.
However, the fact that he actually has been filmed a ton of times walking around with Jeffrey Epstein and actually got filmed opening his front door.
Oh, really? Oh, but
after he'd been convicted, basically.
This must be a shocker for you, Ilona, because you're a bit of a royal fan.
I do love the royals.
And what did you think of him generally before?
I was never a huge fan, really. I always thought he was a little bit, I don't know.
And you were correct in your
conceited
assumption.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, not a big fan.
No. He's
had a bit of a shocker.
It's all come out about him.
Do you think
more stuff?
The stress of it all shortened the Queen's life?
Well, it didn't really shorten it, did it? She was about 96.
Yeah, but she was going great guns.
Probably
and
it was
she
an extra thing she could have done without, I'm sure.
She suddenly goes downhill, doesn't it?
It must have been
Harry
hard
and Andrew
for her.
Must have given her a lot of heavy
I'm sure
fire.
It didn't help.
Yeah.
Latter years.
Paying someone £12 million.
Yeah. Probably it's not the money, it's the
shame
of having a pedo son.
Allegedly. So, crying out loud.
Well, he's paid.
Yeah.
Second good week, Michelle Keegan.
You've lost me on this, actually. I have seen...
Nothing to do with Kevin.
Nothing to do with Kevin Keegan.
I've heard of him.
She's been in some
show. In a programme with Joanna Lumley.
Yes. Have you watched it? Netflix, hugely popular.
Oh.
Is it big in America?
I think it's been big everywhere. Fool Me Once, it was called.
It's on my list.
Yes. It's watchable. I have to say, although it's been a great week for her, because the viewing figures for this show are off the chart.
Yeah.
It's been hugely, hugely popular. Probably about the time of year it went on, but it's been enormously popular. And because she's come out of it quite well and she's, you know, fairly easy on the eye, then I think they're sort of predicting that she's set for greatness.
Is she a good actress as well?
She annoyed the crap out of me.
Higher than our figures?
I should think probably a few.
Slightly
more,
higher, but I feel Network's pulling power is probably a little bit bigger than ours at the moment.
Right.
But in terms of going from naught to where we are, she might not have gone up.
She's married to somebody
she's
quite famous.
Mark Wright.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was he?
They're a lovely couple.
He was in...
The Only Way in Essex.
I never watched that programme, and I always thought he came across as a bit of a buffoon, but he was on Who Do You Think You Are?
Right.
And I just thought he was fantastic.
Was he?
He was so good, yeah. Ah. Yeah, he was so likable.
I knew someone who played football with him, and this lad was very, very good football. He almost made it as a pro.
Yeah.
And he said he knew Mark Wright when he was a kid, and he said he was the Mutz Nuts.
Yeah,
he generally
was very good
an absolute star and was destined, because it's very easy for people to say, oh, I could have been a contender, it could have been me. He generally could have been. But he just admits, he said, I like going out too much.
Yeah.
I like hit the booze, like girls. And instead of, you know...
He was in the Tottenham youth setup.
He was, yeah. So was this lad. I was a friend of mine, Tatey. He was with him and he said he genuinely was the real deal. So, yeah. And then he tried to have a bit of a comeback, didn't he, last year? But obviously they're a bit of a golden couple, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I don't know, apart from reality TV, I'm not entirely sure what he does.
Well, he then went to America, didn't he? He went to America and did a bit of presenting and did quite well.
Did he? I don't remember.
No, they've done very well.
Did he do
test.
DJing or something as well, or no? Is it
possibly. But anyway, we could all do that. I hear about these people doing DJing, and I think
could we DJ? Homer Potts do a bit of DJing.
Put on a couple of records.
Of course, you could.
We could do DJ. I think we'll get out a bit of Simple Minds.
You know, they have thousands of people turn up to see them. Yeah. You think, Christ
and they
almighty,
make a
I mean,
fortune.
They make so much money.
Stick on a couple of 7 inches.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
That probably came out wrong there.
Yeah, it didn't.
But I do love
anyway,
our Brighton
any
boy.
DJs out there, I could do it. It's not difficult.
Fat Boy Slim, I do love him. And the Brighton Beach thing back in the day was
fantastic.
I
used to go to this heavy metal club back in the...
Oh, Lordy.
In the early 80s.
Oh, Christ.
Called the Green Gate in Ilford. Classy place. You had to have a chicken and chips on the way in so you could stay late. It was a bit confusing with the licence. But the guy who ran it used to play the records out of a DJ booth that looked like a coffin. I can't remember what he was called. But anyway, it was a big horror setup. And he used to wear a big sort of Halloween costume and everything like that. And I remember they were playing Killed by Death by Motorhead. It was fantastic. So this was the early 80s and there were people air guitaring and headbanging. And you could go over and you could write your request down in a book. And I thought, well, I'll have some of that. What do I fancy? I fancy Into the Arena by the Michael Schenker Group. So I went over and I tripped. And I headbutted the stand that his thing was on. And it's coming out at about 10,000 watts. And the needle went... And it clicked off. And the place went completely silent. And he called me a wanker. Over his microphone as well. I'm just the most
impressed. How old were you then?
Fair call, fair call.
22, I suppose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but those, I think.
I used to love it down there.
No,
I used
brilliant.
To love it. Yeah.
Love it. How rude.
Outrageous, wasn't
how rude.
It?
Yeah. And actually, anyway, I said bonus quiz, bonus quiz question. You'll be good at this. You like quiz questions.
He's looking at Andrew here at the moment. Yeah.
Who actually is credited with inventing the first disco?
Disco. Now then. Now disco. Then. Let me have a think.
Now then. Now
first
then.
Disco.
Now then. Now then.
Now then. Now then.
Oh, not Jimmy Savile. He
did, apparently, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
He's credited with putting it together and mixing in between.
Yeah.
And he's credited with it. But obviously, other things have arisen recently
to
take
Leeds.
Away his glory for
in
that.
In Leeds.
Yes, in Leeds.
I don't think he did a lot of mixing. I think he basically just had two record players and got going together. So when one song was about to end, the next one would start.
And that was
his.
So he was revolutionary. Apparently.
Was he? Yeah.
So anyway, we're not delving down those waters.
So we've got quite a lot to thank him for.
Possibly. Good week, slightly stroke bad week for Jose Mourinho.
Jose.
I know this. He was sacked from AC Roma.
You think that
Roma.
Was a bad week?
Yeah.
But actually, he got a lot of dosh.
And that's
he's
what
been
we're
sacked
to.
More often than...
Stop there. Because I feel you're going to... go down bad avenues there.
I think he's been
there.
Sacked the same amount of times he's been given a job.
Yeah.
And well, he's probably one more because eventually you're a football manager, you're going to get sacked pretty well eventually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was sacked by Roma this week, but since his first sacking at Chelsea in 2007,
oh, is this another quiz question?
How much money do you think he's been paid to basically
leave.
Bugger off so, and not come in on Monday morning?
So who's he's been? Chelsea,
100 million.
It's, just shy of it's £85 million.
£85 million for being sacked
to not come in on Monday morning.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
That's his severance on top of all the money he's earned as a salary when he has worked at these places, plus sponsorships.
Well, ridiculous.
He's been paid £85 million.
Well, he's had a better week than me.
That's quite a good week, isn't it?
So yeah, I mean, I had quite a nice week going skiing, but generally, he's had a pretty he's had a pretty good week.
I'm happy about my donkey, but that's £85 million.
Don't go back down the donkey route.
Sorry.
Okay, you've got Alex will plug and pull his hair out. And the last one, bad week, is actually quite a serious bad week, and I want your opinion because I know you love him. Mm-hmm.
It's not me, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, Matthew Perry.
Oh, I know.
Lots and lots of stories coming out of America about him basically being a woman beater.
Really?
Yeah, there's loads of stories starting to come out now.
That's not cricket.
It happens, doesn't it? When, you know, people come out of the woodwork.
But they come out, yeah. I mean, there's that classic sort of, he's not around to defend himself.
No.
But on the other story, he's not around to get his high-priced lawyers to kill the story.
True.
Get the Ray Donovan, like Hollywood fixer, to let the story go away.
He would have thought it would have come out before he died, though.
Yeah,
surely, if it had been
Yeah, I mean,
so
obviously
awful.
The stuff about his addiction is obviously
there's
sad,
a lot of
but
that.
He's... I mean, obviously, he'd generally lied to people.
Mm.
And obviously, even when he was died, he'd still apparently always been an addict and had never not been one, despite going into things. But then I actually did... There was an article in one of the magazines I read, and it actually went into the cost of what could happen if this story gets bigger. Now, I'm not suggesting our 25 listeners that we've bumped up to now are going to really affect the thing. But how... I dug into the what sort of money... syndication they get from Friends
right.
is the number one syndicated program around the world. It is on everywhere, every channel, any country you go to is on.
And I probably watch it
and you,
twice a week.
You love it, and you've always
I put it
loved
on
it.
Just
in the
background.
Yeah, you've
if
loved
I'm
it.
Doing ironing or something, I don't know what else to watch. I always just put Friends
the six
on.
Of them,
I love it.
Up to 2 or 3 years after Friends actually finished, the six of them each were earning $20 million a year.
Just from
the syndication fees alone of Friends. And then it went into the stratosphere when the streaming services did. So they were getting all the money from syndication plus their fees from the streaming services. And Friends brings in over £1 billion a year in streaming rights, of which they get 2%. The six of them get 2% of this £1 billion.
Which, Andrew, what's 2% of a billion?
A lot.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's hang on a minute.
Depends whether you mean an American billion or a UK billion.
No, billion's a 1,000 million, isn't it?
Don't,
it's a lot.
Don't look at me. I could barely add up your quiz question and answers. So it's an enormous question. But the thing that interested me, if this story does begin to rumble and keep picking up different people coming out of the stuff, is it going to affect people watching Friends and the streaming rights and this sort of stuff? Would you, it came out and said he really was extremely average bloke, would you then suddenly think, I'm not going to... Well, I mean, if he was going around, you know, really sort of, you know, slapping women around, would it affect people like you watching him still thinking he's Chandler Bing?
Categorically, yes, I wouldn't watch Friends.
But would you think there'd be a
having
massive...
never watched it, then...
Well, that makes no difference. You're not watching it anyway.
It's
no
so
difference.
Good. I don't know.
I think, well, maybe because he's dead, people might think, well, he's not actually benefiting from the syndication. Yeah.
Well, his estate will.
Matthew Perry's
estate will, but his estate wasn't knocking people
about.
He died,
one of the characters from Friends, Chandler,
And he wasn't married, was he?
No.
No, did he have any children?
No, these are the people. No, but I mean, the money has to go to somewhere.
Yeah, so. but it might just be his.
Was he left arm around
cousins
the wicket?
And uncles and aunts and stuff, and they, have not known. I mean,
he's still going to get a thing. I mean, would you?
I'd probably
not
still
watch it twice.
Put on the spot
but
slightly here and there.
Have you met me? I probably would watch it, but then you might think a little bit differently when you see him and think, you know, I don't know.
Would you not look at it and think? He was actually an actor. He's playing Chandler Bing. Maybe he wasn't.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. All this time, he was actually an actor.
Yeah, strange.
No,
that.
He wasn't Chandler Bing in real life, which obviously people just think,
and
don't they?
He was very good in it.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what he's done in his private
possibly.
Life, he was...
Allegedly done.
He was allegedly done.
Allegedly. Mm. And apparently these people who apparently at the moment haven't come out for any money. They just want the stories out. They're not asking for...
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, this is wonderful stuff.
They will do eventually.
They possibly will do. So that's good week, bad week.
Any more good week, bad week? Andrew, have you got one in there over here? Would you? Okay. Is that because you don't know? Do you don't know who half the people are, maybe?
I do know who Prince Andrew is.
So one out of six, that's a good
and
ratio.
And Jose Marino, thank you.
Oh, two out of six, sorry. That's a good thing. So basically, that's going into ad break two. So we'll pull a stop to it then and we'll come back with our favourite stories of the week. Right, welcome back to the last segment of Homer Potts Happy Hour. We're going into our favourite stories of the weeks and what we've been doing. And we are going to start with the only person around the table who's actually kept up already with his New Year's resolutions. And that is to start watching stuff. And you, Andrew, tell us what you've been doing.
I have. My New Year's resolution was to listen to less of The Wireless and to watch more programmes so I could have some sort of input on this chat. And I've not gone as far as Ill Loner.
Who's that then?
And watched anything like Desperate Housewives of Arsehole City or anything like that. But I have watched two films.
Ooh.
The first one I thoroughly enjoyed, called Maestro, which was a film about Leonard Bernstein.
Okay.
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
83% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
what did Leonard Bernstein do other than West Side Story?
A catalogue of things.
Did he? Mm.
Catalogue of productions, Broadway, classical music.
Right.
A genius. And so the film is about his life. A lot of it is about his sexual adventures, which involved going... over the wicket as well as around the wicket. Bradley Cooper played him extremely well. Chain smoked throughout the whole
movie. You love Bradley Cooper. What a surprise.
It's a shocker. Didn't expect that at all.
Always lovely.
And I found it thoroughly interesting. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. So you'd recommend
it? I would recommend it. I might go as high as 85.
Okay.
Is a lot of it because, I mean, I really... West Side Story is my favourite musical. I'm a bit of a fan of musicals and West Side Story is my favourite one. And I fancied seeing it because of that. But do they touch much on West Side Story in it?
The focus is more on his life.
He's more on his life, right, yeah.
But I would recommend
and
it.
And his prosthetic hooter.
Caused a lot of controversy, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, there was people who said he couldn't play it because he wasn't genuine enough and, you know, he's having to use...
He wasn't Jewish enough.
And he wore a prosthetic nose.
Yeah. Oh, so I have to watch it. Do they touch on that in the film?
No, not on his real nose.
Donut. Homer Potts official donut moment. Miss Wake again.
Sorry. Is that a real nose you've got there?
Bradley,
not my piano, the other.
Anyway, second
so
film.
So I give it 85. The second film, Saltburn.
Oh, a lot of people. Now be very careful here.
A lot of people talking about that.
I've heard mixed things.
71% on...
My kids have and they've told me not to watch it.
So is mine.
71% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I was a little sketchy when I started it. But what drew me to want to watch it was the strong sexual content and the graphic nudity. So, Stuart, I would recommend highly.
Apparently, it's awful already.
I think very graphic.
Shut that off my list.
Very Barry Norman in the house, isn't it?
And why not?
The director has put in several scenes that are designed to shock, and they certainly do that, but... As a film, I thought it was very good. I'll watch anything with Richard E. Grant in it. 71% I thought was weak. I'd give it higher than that, and I would recommend watching it.
And a good week, actually, for Sophie Ellis-Bextor, because her song's been streamed massively.
Oh, really?
You know Groove Jet, don't you?
I'm not familiar with
oh, really?
Groove Jet,
yes.
But I have heard of Ellis-Bextor.
So
Ellis-Bextor,
whatever. He's a schoolboy.
He came in at number three for Worcestershire in the 1950s.
He's a fine player. Okay, so that's okay. So that's two. So at the two, you'd recommend Maestro more than?
No, I'd recommend them both.
Okay,
I would recommend them both. Okay. You get something different. Saltburn, I think you've got to watch. You've got to have an opinion. You can't sit on the fence.
Yes.
You be prepared to be shocked.
Yes.
Both as a man and a woman.
And
do you feel it's
it
a film that you really should watch on your own? Because it's almost too embarrassing to be in the room with somebody else.
I wouldn't recommend watching it with your children, put it that way.
No.
Mm.
No.
But the sort of things you do to your wife, you should be broad-minded enough.
Okay.
My tale of the week is equally as shocking, but without any visuals. I was in Sainsbury's. And as the whole country has colds, including our family, I start in the, you know, down the pills for, you know, Lemsips, and I move down the line, going down.
Do you ever venture into the vegetable aisles?
No, of course I don't.
I thought you probably would.
Why the Lemsip aisle will be near the vegetable aisle? God,
peanut butter, maybe.
So I go down the line, and I start going down, walking down towards, and my eye is caught just above the condom section to Sainsbury's, are now selling sex toys.
Oh, no.
They are selling sex toys in Sainsbury's.
There was, quite right,
in front of things, there was five different types of vibrators, and they're also selling butt plugs.
And you just happen to find
They are just there in front of plain view in Sainsbury's.
Really?
Yep.
Are they quite high up?
Well, they're fairly high, but what she wants to know is can you reach them?
No.
Can you reach them? Get your rampant rabbit out and can you reach it? What I want to know is, I'm sure this sort of thing is, you know, the sort of thing that most people get, you know, it's not like going to some sort of sex shop in Amsterdam.
No.
This is Sainsbury's in East Grinstead. And, I mean, what the fuck happens if you're going through the till and the thing doesn't add up? I mean, does the girl... Ping, ping. Yeah. We need a price on the butt plug on aisle six, please. Plus the rampant rabbit. Anyone doing that? I mean, you'd be just dying.
You would die.
Surely these things are delivered in the post. Surely.
The world is changing, Stuart.
You tell us, Stuart.
Shocked from Tunbridge Wells.
The world is changing.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. We're more liberal.
We are much more.
Well, I suppose we are. Yeah, there is that. Yes. But. Gosh.
I mean, I found it hard enough to get my books in Sainsbury's, let alone someone's managed to actually sell their sex toys. So fair play to them.
Are they Sainsbury's own make?
I didn't delve in that deeply. Get them off the thing, check the barcode and all that sort of stuff.
Check the prices. Sainsbury's own a little cheaper.
It's cheaper online, I said.
Return policy.
Well, yes, says the woman who returns everything from Instagram. Anyway, that's another subject. So that was me. I was shocked from Tunbridge Wells this week.
Wow.
Genuinely shocked.
I bet.
So,
gosh, I am now.
Who's coming up with the next story?
Well, I mean, my story of the week, I think it's quite a nice story, actually. I mean, I think certainly me and you are big fans of music from the mid-90s, the whole Britpop era.
Oh, I should say.
And this week, Shed 7 finally got a number one album. Oh. And it's taken them 29 years since their last album. And I always thought, I mean, you had sort of definite hierarchy in the music that came out in that time, didn't you? You had the very big boys. And I always felt that Shed 7 were very... very undervalued as a band from York. Might be because they're from up north. They're from York.
Well,
and I know that our friend Adam's a big fan of them.
He sees them all
seen
the time,
them quite recently. But they've finally got themselves a number one album, which I was pleased about. And it made me think of all the various other bands from that era who and we can cut all this out because I don't know where I'm going now.
You're rambling now. Yeah. You've definitely hit the rambling zone.
You're doing grand, Adrian.
I was just thinking that... that it would make a very good segment. So we'll talk about music from that era because
we could
think it's our demographic and everyone likes it. And so we're going to put
venture
a spot
down
in
that
at
one
some
again.
Point. We will venture down that line.
Oh, but good for them.
But that's I was
like
really
them.
Pleased with them because
no, we like them.
29 years to get a number one album.
That's brilliant.
It's really good.
Yeah. So it's hope for us yet.
Yeah. Big achievement.
Lonely.
I have a nasty feeling some Desperate Housewives have
been. Well,
actually.
I have. The Salt Lake Cities, they've gone to their reunion. So I, you know, had to catch up on that. And interesting that they've decided that one of them has to hold back on the fillers and the Botox and what have you. And that's what she took from the season. And then she was complaining during the reunion about the lighting wasn't great for her and what have you. So I've sort of gone over to the Real Housewives of Miami.
Good God.
Can I ask a quick question, please? Do the husbands, in these programmes, do you ever see the husbands?
You do in
you
some
do.
Of them.
You
yes.
do meet the
Not so much in Salt Lake, maybe. Well, no, that's not true,
that's
actually.
It's
a couple
the same
of them
husband.
You do. But Miami, definitely, there's other
do you
halves.
Think,
so most of them do.
Do you
yeah.
think you could ever. There could ever be a series, the Real Housewives of Mid Sussex.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
And you could, would you be in it?
Because
they
had one
that.
Based in Cheshire, didn't they?
They have
something?
The Cheshire one.
That's
I've never
the
really got into
wives,
that.
That's
yeah.
old
I've never really
Ward,
done the Cheshire. I've done Orange County,
Can
New
I ask
Jersey,
a as well?
New York.
What is a filler?
A filler?
Yes.
Well, not,
I, mean,
I don't know
what
personally,
Botox is,
because...
But I don't know what a filler is.
I know what it is when you're fitting a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
is it
I think
same
it's similar
principle,
sort
same
of
principle,
principle.
But with your,
I think
but with your eyebrows.
Some women, as they get a bit older, they go a bit, you know, they lose the plumpness in their skin. So
right.
I think they have sort of
Are
chemicals
we talking about
put
the face here
this,
or
on the face,
other
yeah,
area.
Sort of
right.
side oh. of the mouth.
So
a little,
it's
like an
push
injection
the skin
to
out,
puff
you
it,
up.
Plump,
puff
it up.
Plump it up. But not in a Leslie Ash type bad way.
No.
No.
Not
so
really.
No.
Similar to expanding foam that you can get at the builder's merchant?
Probably not. But so they
but
like
be cheaper,
fill it out
cheaper.
A little bit to get rid of lines and by the side of the mouth and maybe the sides of the eyes.
Somebody like Simon Cowell, for instance, looks like he's got a bigger face
yes,
now.
Yes, because he's probably he's actually... had a few fillers. And the Botox will smooth it all out.
And
but...
you could have known that and then picked that he was still 64 and you'd have got a couple more points.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
So a lot of fillers, some places more than others, but Miami is pretty. There's quite a lot of fillers. And
Fillertastic.
Boobs, enhancements.
A bad thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Miami's, that's pretty good as well, actually. Yeah, so, yeah, I've sort of gone to that one. There's high drama at the moment because one of them's super wealthy and her husband is
drama,
a big
high
doctor.
High drama.
It's big news,
Huge
actually.
Drama.
Where I've got to, I'm a bit behind on the Miami because I've been up to date on other ones and he's left her. So it's
shit.
Poor
so
thing.
That's a whole story in itself.
I really feel for her. Yeah, so... That's. But I was going to go a bit more serious on my television watching.
Wow. Did you get more serious than the Real Housewives?
I was actually, because I was going to go to the post office.
Oh, yes.
Drama that
no.
I have,
very talked about.
I actually haven't seen, but what I have loved seeing is how it's had an impact on the actual problem
any,
and
who,
people have done
seen
stuff
it?
About
I have,
it.
I have seen it.
I can't bring myself to watch it because it's just...
So that's
amazing.
What I'm feeling. But
I'm
going
to
watch
it. It is ghastly.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't watch it all in one go. Hmm. I think me and Jackie have watched it.
Was this before or after Sainsbury's?
No, not really. It was just... It is shocking. It is absolutely...
But
it's a very hard watch.
I sort of read Private Eye, so I've been following the story in there anyway. And I just know that watching the drama is going to make me fume. And it makes me fume as well that there has to be a drama like that for people to pull their finger
out. But isn't that amazing that they did such a good job of the drama? Yes. It was a positive impact. Yeah. And what they've done is made it really go out there.
But you watch it and it genuinely makes your blood boil. Right. It is that hard to watch. It's not enjoyable because you know that it's true. And I mean, how these people were still, A, haven't gone to prison is frightening, but B, have been paid bonuses and then gone on to bigger and better jobs. It's absolutely scandalous. Mm. So it is good that...
But the drama company just goes to show the arts and the media have done something very positive.
Yeah.
So you're going to watch it soon?
I am. But I just think hats off to the people who made it.
It is a tough watch. It's hard to watch it all in one go because it really does make you angry.
How many snippets? How long?
It's only three or four.
Yeah, three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Of what duration?
Oh, about an hour. It's like a sort of 9 o'clock sort of hour show. But it is the person who plays Toby Jones. He's excellent.
He's great.
He's fabulous in it. He's so good.
Is he?
Will Meller was the guy who was in Detectorists.
He is,
yes.
That was one of my favourite.
He's a superb actor, but he does a brilliant job. He does a brilliant job in it. So that's a good one.
So
I think we're pretty well all done for the day, I think.
All done for this particular episode, aren't
we? Fabulous second episode.
Looking forward to the next episode. I'm writing lots of notes down, lots of things that we
lots
can
of things
about,
we're going to be
lots
talk
of
about.
Things we shouldn't talk about.
Absolutely. So we bid you adieu for the second time. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
Don't forget to share, tell your friends, share and care. Yeah. It's very easy to listen to. You can listen to it.
So it's goodbye from me, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. See you soon, everyone.
Lovely. Bye.
Goodbye from me.